In Moscow just now, it's the middle of the night, so it's very important not to sleep during the talk. Among the problems connected with both the condensation and related phenomena, the systems with lower dimension, two-dimensional and one-dimensional system, attract the interest and deserve it without any doubt. Especially, let me emphasize that just now, already experimental achievements of last period approach such a level that now there is a real possibility for real experimental realization of such a system. In this case, the most interesting, of course, there are measurements of peculiar correlations, quantum correlations, which is very not trivial in a system with low dimension. Such a possibility which appear in this case, especially attractive because we have now first time in history of physics where the system is a really gas system, Dirichlet gas, at extremely low temperature, and what is the most important is isolated situation. That's why there is no problem of substrate, or there is no problem of any contact with outer system, or at least very weak contact. Some years ago, already really long ago, Boris Vistunov here and George Lyapnikov and myself predicted that in three-dimensional case, any inelastic processes coming down, rate is coming down when was a condensate appear in the system. And the more condensates we have, the more strongly manifestate just this phenomenon. Last year, in a very remarkable experiment by Carl Wieman and Eric Carnell and their collaborators, it was experimentally proved, and quantitatively, not only qualitatively, but even quantitatively. But when we had discussed that in the past the situation in two-dimensional case, we immediately faced with some problem. Because the effects of decreasing of any rate of inelastic processes required existence of both the condensate. But we know that in two-dimensional case, which I will be the most discussed, for finite temperature we have no condensate. And that's why the question immediately faced that what it will be in this case, the absence of the of condensate, destroy this phenomenon or not destroy it. Our conclusion was no, there will be nevertheless this effect, and again the measurement of this effect could be the way of experimental evidence of phase transition, in this case Kosterlitz-Tauless phase transition, by measurement just of such a thing as, for example, three-body recombinations, which is you are able to measure without destroying of the system. But during last period, now the situation became very acute because all three experimental groups who are measuring just now two-dimensional both the gas on a sulfur hydrogen, spin polarized hydrogen, on a helium surface, when you have practically absolutely free motion, and that is why it's a very ideal two-dimensional system, all groups is based on measurement just this three-body recombination and decrease of the rate of this process with the aim to discover Kosterlitz-Taulis transition. Moreover, just I brought with me the first experiments which is demonstrating such a transition, in this case performed by collaboration Turku Kurchatov Institute, which very peculiar aspects and which requires a special remarks and comments. And all this situation made me return to analysis of the situation in two-dimensional case, and I want to present the main idea just now and show you experimental results which we would be able to discuss in detail. So the first, let's start from the very beginning. If we have ideal Bose gas, we know that we need the usual relations between number of particle and chemical potential. There is a characteristic temperature. This temperature will be always is on my slides, and it's a proportional first power of the density, and this temperature is just boundary between classical and quantum degenerated region. When temperature is zero, we know well that in this case we have Bose condensation in two-dimensional case, and the behavior of such a system close to three-dimensional case, but with some modification which can be made directly. When temperature is much less than temperature, just this characteristic temperature, chemical potential, fixed number of the particle, chemical potential much less than temperature, and we have always such type of relations. We need to select the lowest level separately, and then to have some integral like Einstein acted in case of the real condensate. But nevertheless, we need it. And just now, if we have, nevertheless, if chemical potential is coming to zero, there is a divergence, and divergence connected with minimum K, which is the one divided size of the system. And suddenly we realize that there is some temperature, temperature star, which is in logarithm number of the particle less than this temperature, when there is a macroscopical population of lowest level. Moreover, already next level populated in logarithm number of the particles or square of the size less. So we using nowadays discussion of feeling of the lowest level in the well, I would like to emphasize that we have some critical temperature, but it's crossover. It's not phase transition. But nevertheless, there will be macroscopical population of lowest level. The situation more interesting and with more details, if we are coming to case of interaction, weakly interacting gas. We can immediately, for temperature is zero, we have, of course, again, Bose condensate, but we can immediately calculate depletion, and depletion of condensate due to interaction, it's written here. But if we take, consider this value, and it's interaction in two-dimensional case on the particles, divided on temperature, characteristic temperature, and small value of low weakly interacting Bose gas require that this ratio will be much less than unity. Let me emphasize this from the very beginning. So, but in case of two-dimensional, we have the problem connected with the fact that a vertex, renormalized vertex, In contrast with three-dimensional case, where it's a constant when energy is coming to zero, we have a logarithmical dependence of k of or energy. It means that for one pair in vacuum, we have the such type for vertex, and d is a sum something which is the same that scattering length here, but it's two-dimensional scattering length. And here is interaction. But if you have finite density, minimum k is connected with kinetic energy equal interaction between particles. And thus in this k, the characteristic k is just this value, its interaction, this value. And if you solve this problem self-consistently for V, you can understand that just for this interaction, you have for this small parameter of the theory, we have one divided logarithm KC correlation momentum square multiply d square. So it's should assume from the beginning that this and it's natural because distance between particles much more than size of the interaction. So it's a small parameter of the system. And if you calculate, remember that it's the situation is depletion of condensate. It means the n prime. The number of the particles above condensate is n multiplies this small parameter, which is now it's only one divided logarithm. It's a typical for two-dimensional case. All situation which we have always connected with some logarithmical type of behavior. For temperature is zero, for model of disks, Schick first obtained the answer just of such a type answer. So I wanted only to mention that it was estimation of this effective vertex was made by Schick. And then widely repeated by Popov and other people. But if we have temperature is not equal zero, but at the same time much less than this temperature T zero, we have the, and using Bogolyubov transformation, I would not write exactly all people now know about this, it's UV transformation, we have the following expression. And after calculation, we obtain the temperature part depletion of condensate. It has this form. Here is a K minimum, which is a P divided L. C is a speed of sound, because all excitation when we have interaction is sound. And here is a finite expression. All physical parameter is absolutely clear. So if you have a look on this expression, you immediately realize the following. For fixed temperature, if size is coming to be infinity, we would have zero for both the condensate. But from another side, for any finite L, we always finite value of temperature when this term connected just with size of the system will be small. So it's due to logarithmical dependence. Nevertheless, for very low temperature, we always, in finite system, we always have some condensate. But the situation is let me tell one thing, that if we assume Landau way of analysis of superconductive density. You know that Landau way of conduction of superfluid density is a full density minus normal part. And normal part is a part of density dragged by excitations. And it's written here. It's a very known Landau expression. When energy is Bogolyubov energy here, you immediately realize that just in this case, normal part does not depend on size of the system. And that is why the density of condensate is not, it does not depend on the size of the system. So we have the two characteristics. In case of three-dimensional situation, superfluid part and condensate is a close value in a limit of a weakly interacting gas. Here you see immediately that we have different different situation. This value, Landau's superfluid part, does not depend on the size of the system. Just after that, we can try to find the most representative characteristic of quantum system which we want to discuss is one particle density matrix. When we have one particle density matrix, it's a field operator. There is a common situation, but I would like to emphasize that besides, we would can discuss it specially, transition to in Bogolyubov transformation, you have always some phase with a general for condensate or for non-condensate particles. It's a general phase. And usually it's a trivial and not interesting, but in two-dimensional case, due to strong fluctuation of phase, it's necessary to keep it. Just in this case, for density matrix, we have the expression which is written here. And and immediately we have an interesting situation. First of all, for correlator of the phase, it's here, it's correlator of the phase, has a known behavior which was introduced probably first by Kadanoff and Kane, that there is a logarithmical type coming when the distance increase, but at the same time it's some destroying of the situation, but only logarithmical and exponent. That is why power. From another side, we have the situation when this Bessel function, which we have here, when the R became more than correlation length, just in this case we have just the value in this bracket, which exactly the same which we tried to find for density condensate, which I wrote before. Behavior of density matrix is very interesting. So on a distance of correlation length, you have transition from N, because when R1 equals R2, you have N. Then on a distance of correlation length, you are coming down till N density, which I calculated before. And then it's constant. It's coming in constant. In the large distance, what is the distance? If you take from this value, distance this parameter would be of the order of unity, you immediately realize that there is a size RC. It's another correlation correlation length. It's for phase correlation length, which is exponentially large for small temperature. And that is why now we have two scales that is very important. One scale is just correlation length, common correlation length. Second is the correlation length for phase. And you see that it's a constant just after it on a long distance of the order or R0 we have constant. If we don't pay attention just to this part, and somebody would see this behavior, he would tell, here is condensate. Because just in this case, when rho is going on as a constant, it's just manifestation of condensate, common condensate. But only on a large distance, we have just after that, the density metric started to fall down. So, just in this case, you can realize that if we take some size L, some blocks of size L, which is much less than this RC, but much more than this RC, something like here, size block in a system, it turns out that just in this block, phase is practically does not change. So the psi function would behave quite alike of the common condensate. It will be square root from the density, and the phase fluctuation is very weak. If we return one transparency back, if we return one comparison back, you would see that this term, which is written here, is exactly the same term that we have here. And it means that if we take logarithm of L divided R0, it will be exactly this term. And if we take L much less than capital R0, we immediately can understand that the term here with this term logarithm L divided R0 is small, and that's why you can forget about this, and you see that condensate, which is connected with temperature, but completely not connected with size of the system. So it's a very important thing to scale behavior to tell the truth often not correctly discussed. And just in this case, we can come to a very important conclusion. If conditionally we divide the space into blocks of the size L, then all correlation properties for which distance shorter than L and time shorter than L divided speed of sound should demonstrate the behavior as in case of the true condensate. At the same time, the uniform condensate with the phase constant is absent, as well as the long-range order, and the average of C0 over the volume is equal to 0. So average of this value is equal to 0. There is no long-range order. There is no trivial condensate in the meaning delta function for K is 0, but it's only due to fluctuation of phase. So we come to the notion of condensate with fluctuating phase, or what we name usually quasi-condensate state. So it's a quasi-condensate state for all a rather short distance at the same rather short time, but it nevertheless it can be large, behave like we have the real condensate. If we take R0 much more than correlation length, we have a known power dependence. It was a very peculiar behavior in two-dimensional case, which is the power depend on temperature. But in classical region, you can calculate and you find that there is exponential type of behavior of density matrix. So that, but you know that there is a, if there is in a system qualitative change of behavior of correlation function is manifestation of phase transition. The phase transition, which is the most discussed, is the Kasperlitz-Tauliz phase transition. Let me tell you that the Kasperlitz-Tauliz phase transition is a very specific phase transition connected just with disappearance of superfluidity. If we have for large enough temperature some density of vortices, you know that there is destroying of superfluidity. So in case of two-dimensional case, when you have two-dimensional vortices, energy is rather limited in contrast with three-dimensional case when the energy is very large. And that is why there is a tendency to form vortices which increase in entropy, and increasing entropy is a driving force for this transition, which is named Kasperlitz-Tauliz transition. For temperature is much less than what we discussed. There is no energetically it's not favorable to have vortices, but it's possible to have the pair of vortices with opposite sign, with opposite circulation, this quantum circulation. Just in this case, it's only bounded pairs of vortices with opposite circulation are presented. But when you approach the temperature, which is written here, and it was just discovered by Kasperlitz-Tauliz, and in this type of expression was written by Nelson and Kasperlitz, you would find that there is appearance of both the appearance of the plane rings, isolated plane rings, and there is immediately jump for superfluid density. I want very much to emphasize for superfluid density to zero. But I would like to emphasize that it will be clear. Kasperlitz-Tauliz transition is a transition from superfluid state in non-superfluid state. But in limited number of vortices, the sharp jump of the superfluid density does not imply the sharp disappearance of quasi-condensate. I want very much to emphasize this situation. In the case of the three-dimensional Bose gas, we know that we have Bose condensation for ideal gas, but we have no superfluidity. So the combination of the condensate and absence of the superfluidity, it's known. And Tony likes to emphasize this situation often. Just in this case, I want very much you to pay attention that we should cross this temperature and we can conserve quasi-condensation on some distance. If we take Landau criterion for superfluidity and find density of superfluidity equals zero, we find new type of the transition, temperature of T0 divided logarithm of the same factor, but logarithm. All people know that logarithm is unity. It's or something like that. And that's why you see that even in Landau case, the temperature will be temperature of zero, but in case of Kasperlitz-Tauliz, it will be temperature divided four. So it's some indirect manifestation of the conservation of some properties, which is not connected with superfluidity, but connected with coherent properties of the system. Now, about situation with three particle correlations, and I mentioned this combination of authors from the beginning. So if we are coming three particles interaction and formation molecule and fast atoms, it's the usual three body recombinations, we could find the probability for this process. Here is Hamiltonian of interaction. Three particles is here, but in second quantization. Here is the operator of the third particle. Here is. And this is operator of creating of the molecule. Let me emphasize, we are discussing very small K, very low temperature. It means K multiply R, zero the size. Here is the same, it's a badly definition because it's now the size of the interaction region. It's much less than unity, but at the same time, momentum of reaction is much more than starting chi of atoms, and energy release for bounding state, this formation of molecule, much more than temperature and much more than interaction. So just in this case, keeping in mind that correlation length is a standard one. For low temperature, this, for temperature, when temperature is more than interaction, this, and correlation time is a principle of uncertainty, is H divided temperature on H divided interaction. Minimum of this value is working. But for three body recombination, we need rather small distance between particles for reaction. And correlation length always much more than distance between particles. From another side, time which is involved in process is much less than time correlation time. It means that any correlation function which we eventually find would be defined in one practically coordinate, in the same coordinate and at the same time. So the expression which is written here, I don't want, due to lack of the time, to discuss that it's a typical two-dimensional type of behavior when probability of transition depend on such a logarithm. But for us, it's the most important just this correlation function. Correlation function is a typical three-particle correlation function. And this three-particle correlation function, it's written here. And this correlation function remained for the same for all reaction channels, for any, if there is formation of molecule for different levels, it will be the same correlation function. So if the temperature is much more than temperature of transition, this value give weak theorem give 6 and 6 n cube and k is equal unity. For temperatures much less than Tc, we always can write operator. It's C0 plus plus just this above condensate particle, because we take some blocks of L in any point of the system. We can take block of L where condensate, quasi-condensate presented very well, can do what is written here. And here is written the situation. In this case, there is anomalous average besides a common N prime. So the answer is, after calculations, that we have, first of all, 1/6. It was a prediction in three-dimensional case. It will be 1/6, so it's 6 times less the reaction rate. But there is a correction increasing this. Proportional of a small parameter, 1 divided logarithm, which is written here, and some numerical coefficients, which is of the order of unity. For comparison, I would like to write here the expression for a three-dimensional case when there is no problem for quasi-condensate state, 1 divided 6, and here you have some correction connected with gas parameter, standard gas parameter for three-dimensional case. So what is the behavior of K now as a function of the temperature? Due to this factor, it must be some more than 1 divided 6. Then, with increasing of the temperature, there is increasing of the n prime, and then normal excitation. But in three-dimensional case, we would go to just to region of unity just for transition. But what I mentioned, Kösterlitz-Daoulis transition, is transition for superfluidity, but not for quasi-condensate. So our expectation are connected with such type of behavior. Now, let me tell the things which it's a very important, not only for hydrogen, which I would discuss and show experiments, but for any type which the people who are working with magnetic traps or electrical traps have. We always have quasi two-dimensional. We never have real two-dimensional situation. Quasi two-dimensional means that there is this delocalization in third direction. Delocalization in third direction, it's necessary to take into account, but we need the distance between the levels for transfer motion will be much more than temperature and interaction. If it's so, kinematically we have two-dimensional the motion. But at the same time, is the delocalization parameter much more than scattering length, three-dimensional scattering length? We have very interesting thing. We have three-dimensional scattering. So three-dimensional scattering, it does mean that we have three-dimensional scattering on a base, on a background of two-dimensional kinematics, which conserve all proper kinematic properties of two-dimensional case. But at the same time, now instead of the situation which I described for a vertex in two-dimensional case, we have here is the answer which we obtained in past for just for for vertex in this case. If n much more than a, forget about this term, and you have interesting thing. Now the vertex is proportional a to l, and the more delocalization, the less interaction, new parameter, small parameter which we have. But to restore in a in all expression, we can write some effective two-dimensional scattering lengths, and after that we have, with this length, we have the returning to the same expression, but it's formally, simple formally. In case of hydrogen, now I'm coming to experiment, in case of the hydrogen, we have unique situation when on a helium, there is a well which only with one level. As far as I know only one situation in physics when we have such a thing, and absorption energy is 1 Kelvin. In case of helium 3, we have even less the energy. It's 0.35 Kelvin. And scattering length is for hydrogen triplet scattering length 0.7 angstrom. So this parameter not so small, but nevertheless 0.14, but for helium 0.8. But of course, theoretically, it's necessary to So, because it's the last talk, I would tell. Just now, let me tell you, there is a maximum feeling of the surface, which is connected with the fact that energy interaction between particles will be more than energy zero, and it's a maximum. For when feeling is much less than maximum, we have the expression of the such a type as before, but only with renormalization of D. But there is a very important thing, and manifestation of that you would see in an experiment. If the density is close to N maximum, we need to solve a nonlinear Schrödinger question just for motion in transfer direction. And in this case, when you are close to the to the maximum feeling, it turns out that it's very serious. So the answer is, you can find exact solution and find N as a function of chemical potential. When chemical potential is zero, it means the maximum feeling, you have just this value. You cannot never to have more than it's written here. And you immediately realize that it's a gas, very nice gas, dilute gas on the surface. From one side. From another side, unexpected things. It turns out that nonlinear behavior just in a perpendicular direction give power dependent of psi function instead of exponential one on a large distance, which kappa is momentum connected with mu. Mu is small, and in this case, you have on a large distance, you have such a behavior. And only when on a very large distance, you have exponential type behavior. But just this behavior near the maximum occupation change drastically the effect 1/6. It's something which I'm sure the most of you are not familiar. So the situation, first of all, I would like to tell you in that near the maximum feeling, speed of sound is coming to zero. Because when you have some compression, it's immediately particle coming from surface to volume, and it gives you interesting thing, speed of sound is coming to zero. But you can calculate just now integral taken into account that now distribution is connected as a function of Z. And when we calculated just this value, it turns out very unexpected thing that instead of 1/6, there is a further decrease and maximum decrease when n close to n maximum is 3 to 20. It means that instead 1/6, you have 1/40. So just due to delocalization and strong interaction between you have such a type of behavior. Now about experiment. Experiment. You know that it's like a spin polarized hydrogen on the helium surface. Pure state spin of nuclear proton is parallel to spin of electron. For these atoms, there is no exchange interaction. And only dipole-dipole interaction play a role in process of recombination or something like that in strong magnetic field. Now there are several small or not small ideas which I told before. Some theoretical small ideas that it's necessary to use two-scale system and magnetic compression in a small volume, which just today carefully discussed. I can show you experimental what they are usually show. It's general geometry that it's a large buffer volume which is very far from super from both the condensation, but you have magnetic needle and electrical needle as well, and you have large concentration of that, and at the same time you have a continuous contact and chemical potential in volume is driving force both the condensation here. So it was a general idea, George Lavnikov and me already, or I see here 10 years ago, but it's experimentalist picture. And now I am coming to experiments which is just now made in a, with magnetic needle, just two-dimensional case. Yes. Very sophisticated type of experiment is made. So experiment is of a buffer volume, which I mentioned, large one, which is a relative density, relative small density. Therefore, the, all three-body recombination here is very small, very limited. And there is a situation when you have the permanent magnet, but a permanent magnet in a disk, in a disk shape, in a disk shape. It's a disk shape because earlier it was an experiment when it was some area, but there were some difficulties with removing of energy due to recombination. When you have such a situation and you have helium here and helium there, and in this case they have been able to overcome heating the system. So the situation is the following. Situation is the following. It's electron paramagnetic resonance, which is a measuring the density here by paramagnetic resonance, and there is a NMR. An NMR is doing in. is transform small number of the particles in pure state in state A for which you are able to have exchange interaction. Let me tell you that usually on a surface, helium or any atoms play the role of sort body. But in case of pure state, when you have two spin and half spin and dipole-dipole interaction, you can rotate keeping full spin the same, but you cannot form singlet state and helium cannot help you. So just in on a surface, nevertheless, you need to have three-body dipole recombination and only as a leading process. And it was discovered by Greytak and Kleppner and by, it was theoretically predicted. But then, in some years, it was experimentally discovered that on the surface, as well as in volume, three-body recombination, dipole recombination, play dominant role. So, but if you transfer B to A, you have now in very strong increase of the reaction here, and it's a way of the measurement of density on the surface. It's a very ingenious decision because it's necessary to measure the number of the events and to measure the density. Carl Wieman measured by optical way of the density, and in Amsterdam they are measuring optically the density. But here was in such a way. I like it very much. It was very nice idea experimental by experimentalists. So just after day they studied the situation, and I show you only two view graph what they have seen and make a remark. So it's experiments experiments the following. Here, here you have three-body recombination rate in logarithmical scale. Here is exchange rate when you introduce A atoms. And for A atom, because it's a different A and B, there is no effect 1-6, there is no such effect, and they measure this as a three-body as a function of the exchange rate on this axis. And they see first, here is they increase the density of filling, and they see it's coming, and started to it started to fall down in comparison with the same line. And then they, it was the firm's manifestation, and then they measured directly this situation, and you see it's just the ratio between three-body recombination and surface density. Of course, the statistics is maybe not so good, but nevertheless, they have a very strong and large decrease when is here there is increase of the population on the surface. You know, the critical one, population of density, is when product sigma, it's a density, surface density, and here is de Broglie wavelength is equal 4. It's consequences of Kosterlitz-Tauli's transition. But they even could be able to come up to 8 here. What they have seen, first of all, they have seen that it started before, already started before, before the Kosterlitz-Tauli's, because it's increasing of density. It means effectively decreasing of the temperature. So it's and they don't did not see Kosterlitz-Tauli's was just farther. It's something which I showed you before. But the most remarkable is that they have seen 10 or 11 times, not 8. No, not 6. It's just to the case when they approach the, such a large density, they have been very close or real close to N maximum, and the localization degree gave the further decrease of this parameter. So, of course, as always, we need second experiments or second group. Of course, it's always very important. But nevertheless, all features which they see here, starting below Kosterlitz-Tauli's transition, and strong decay, and even more than 1-6 due to the fact that they are close to the maximum density, all make us to believe that they have discovered Kosterlitz-Tauli's transition and the character of quasi-condensate behavior in a two-dimensional case. Thank you for your attention.
Achieve two-dimensional what you have discussed, starting from real three-dimensional configurations.
What is the question?
What are the conditions in real three-dimensional then, threats
yes.
To obtain a scenario? Of
yes, yes, of course. Yes, of course. Let me. I want to. It's very badly seen. I think yes, it's. I had no time. Let me tell you that it's what discussed in some extent today, Ketterly. The situation is the following. They have level of in large volume then there is a magnetic field, and then there is just here is just the potential of absorption well. So in this case, when you have this, such a behavior, the energy here is less than energy in buffer volume, not only by energy epsilon zero, which is level here, but plus minus mu bor delta B on just on a magnetic needle or on a magnetic knife. And just due to this fact, when you write chemical potential on a two-dimensional is just this value plus interaction and some part connected with kinetic energy. And from another side, you have the three-dimensional case chemical potential, which is usually temperature logarithm lambda cube and volume. What is important things that you can approach in equilibrium conditions due to the fact that now magnetic field play a role decrease of chemical potential.